So yesterday I went to the Dr. Martin Luther King parade that was held in Walterboro, South Carolina, and it was very good. They had a lot of student protesters along with some churches and some chants. The band was there. So, but this is, for me, a day where I like to look back on different speeches from that time period. I like to look at a lot of historical documentaries from the civil rights movement and just really reflect on, you know, what it was like during that time. So what I thought I would do today is read to you, you know, I didn't know that there were a number of speakers that spoke in 1963 at the March on Washington, and one of them is Josephine Baker. So I'm going to read to you her speech, which I think is a very beautiful speech. And not only that, I am teaching an English course, and this is an assignment that I gave to my students over the holiday break. Yeah, they didn't. They said they had other important things to do, some of them told me. So I was like, yeah, right. So just to give you a little bit of background, Josephine Baker was born 1906 to 1975. She was an African-American dancer and singer who became an international musical and political icon. After dropping out of high school, Baker joined a vaudeville troupe as a dancer and headed to New York City. In the 1920s, she moved to France, where she became an overnight sensation, dancing and singing in cabarets. In the 1950s and 60s, she joined the fight for civil rights, refusing to perform for segregated audiences and eventually adopting 12 multi-ethnic children. In 1963, Baker was asked to speak at the March on Washington along with Martin Luther King Jr. and other civil rights leaders. So this is the speech. Friends and family, you know I have lived a long time and I have come a long way. And you must know now that what I did originally for myself. Then later, as these things began happening to me, I wondered if they were happening to you. And then I knew they must be. And I knew that you had no way to defend yourselves as I had. And as I continued to do the things I did and to say the things I said, they began to beat me. Not beat me, mind you, with a club, but you know, I have seen that done too. But they beat me with their pens, with their writings. And friends, that is much worse. When I was a child and they burned me out of my home, I was frightened and I ran away. Eventually, I ran far away. It was to a place called France. Many of you have been there, and many have not. But I must tell you, ladies and gentlemen, in that country, I never feared. But I must tell you, when I was young in Paris, strange things happened to me, and these things had never happened to me before. When I left St. Louis a long time ago, the conductor directed me to the last car. And you all know what that means. And when I ran away, yes, when I ran away to another country, I didn't have to do that. I could go into any restaurant I wanted to, and I could drink water any place I wanted to, and I didn't have to go to a colored toilet either. And I have to tell you, it was nice. And I got used to it, and I liked it, and I wasn't afraid anymore that someone would shout at me and say, "Go to the end of the line." So over there, far away, I was happy. And because I was happy, I had some success. And you know that too. Then, after a long time, I came to America to be in a great show for Mr. Ziegfeld. And you know, Josephine was happy. You know that. Because I wanted to tell everyone in my country about myself. I wanted to let everyone know that I made good. And you know too, that is only natural. But on that great, big, beautiful ship, I had a bad experience. A very important star was to sit with me for dinner, and at the last moment, I discovered she didn't want to eat with a colored woman. I can tell you it was some blow, and I won't bother to mention her name, because it is not important. And anyhow, now she is dead. And when I got to New York, way back then, I had other blows, when they would not let me check into the good hotels because I was colored or eat in certain restaurants. And then I went to Atlanta, and it was a horror to me. And I said to myself, I am Josephine, and if they do this to me, what do they do to the other people in America? You know, friends, that I do not lie to you when I tell you I have walked into the palaces of kings and queens and into the houses of presidents, and much more. I could not walk into a hotel in America and get a cup of coffee, and that made me mad. And when I get mad, you know that I open my big mouth and then look out, because when Josephine opens her mouth, they hear it all over the world. So I did open my mouth, and you know I did scream. And when I demanded what I was supposed to have and what I was entitled to, they still would not give it to me. So then they thought they could smear me, and the best way to do that was to call me a communist. And you know, too, what that meant. Those were dreaded words in those days, and I want to tell you also that I was hounded by the government agencies in America, and there was never one ounce of proof that I was a communist. But they were mad. They were mad because I told the truth, and the truth was that all I wanted was a cup of coffee. But I wanted that cup of coffee where I wanted to drink it, and I had the money to pay for it, so why shouldn't I have it where I wanted it? Friends and brothers and sisters, that is how it went. And when I screamed loud enough, they started to open that door just a little bit, and we all started to be able to squeeze through it. Now, I am not going to stand in front of all of you today and take credit for what is happening now. I cannot do that. But I want to take credit for telling you how to do the same thing. And when you scream, friends, I know you will be heard. And you will be heard now. But you young people must do one thing. And I know you have heard this story 1,000 times from your mothers and fathers, like I did from my mama. I didn't take her advice, but I accomplished the same in another fashion. You must get an education. You must go to school, and you must learn to protect yourself. And you must learn to protect yourself with the pen and not the gun. Then you can answer them, and I can tell you, and I don't want to sound corny, but friends, the pen really is mightier than the sword. I am not a young woman now, friends. My life is behind me. There is not too much fire burning inside me. And before it goes out, I want you to use what is left to light that fire in you, so that you carry on, and so that you can do those things that I have done. Then, when my fires have burned out, and I go where we all go someday, I can be happy. You know, I have always taken the rocky path. I never took the easy one, but as I grew older, and as I knew I had the power and the strength, I took that rocky path, and I tried to smooth it out a little. I wanted to make it easier for you. I want you to have a chance at what I had, but I do not want you to have to run away to get it. And mothers and fathers, if it is too late for you, think of your children. Make it safe here so they do not have to run away. For I want for you and your children what I had. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends and family, I have just been handed a little note, as you probably saw. It is an invitation to visit the President of the United States in his home, the White House. I am greatly honored, but I must tell you that a colored woman, or as you say it here in America, a black woman, is not going there. It is a woman. It is Josephine Baker. It is a great honor for me. Someday, I want you children out there to have that great honor too. And we know that that time is not someday. We know that that time is now. I thank you and may God bless you. And may He continue to bless you long after I am gone.